Chapter 1. Life is sweet enough. In this chapter, how good could you feel? A global epidemic. Addiction. Enjoying what you eat. No half measures. A method that works. Planning your escape. This book will help you to understand the truth about bad sugar and take you through a proven method to cut it out of your diet completely and permanently, without leaving you feeling deprived or requiring any willpower. In fact, it'll be easy. No doubt you find that hard to believe, but listen on. I have only good news for you. We all have good days and bad days. On your good days, do you ever wonder whether you could feel better? Could you have more energy, perhaps? Could you lose some weight? Is there a niggling ailment that you've learned to live with but would really love to shake off? Do you feel dissatisfied with the person you see in the mirror? Why wait until these symptoms become severe before doing something about them? If you're in the situation where your symptoms are already severe, don't panic. The key to your freedom is in your hands. The fact is, almost everybody in the world could feel infinitely better in many ways by making one simple change to their diet. Shelve the sugar. The fact that you're listening to this book shows that you've made a decision to do something about the amount of sugar you consume. Perhaps you want to lose weight and boost your level of fitness. You may be worried about developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, or one of the other severe medical conditions that have been linked to excessive sugar consumption. Or perhaps you've read about the evils of sugar and want to protect yourself or your children before it's too late. Most of us are hooked on sugar before we're even old enough to be aware that we're eating it. We grow up with no idea what it feels like to live life sugar-free. We assume that the lethargy we feel, the lows, the restlessness, and the difficulty in controlling our moods and weight are just facts of life, and we struggle on, continuing to stuff ourselves with sugar whenever we feel in need of a lift. The truth is very different. Sugar addicts eat themselves miserable. You may also be aware that we need a certain amount of sugar in our diet for energy. In the next chapter, I'll explain the difference between good sugar, which we obtain naturally from the plants we eat, and bad sugar, which is refined from sugar cane and other plants stripped of their natural goodness. Easy Way also classes processed carbohydrates such as pasta and starchy carbs such as potato as bad sugar. Most of the sugar we consume has no place in a healthy human diet. It's as unnatural as drinking petrol or injecting heroin into our veins. When I refer to eating sugar throughout the book, please take this to mean eating or drinking bad sugar. Weighty facts. Obesity has become a global epidemic. According to the World Health Organization, 2.8 million people die each year as a result of being overweight or obese. In 2013, 42 million of the world's preschool children were found to be overweight. Globally, 44% of diabetes, 23% of ischemic heart disease, and up to 41% of certain cancers are attributable to obesity. In 2013, there were 382 million people suffering with diabetes. By 2016, the figure had increased to 400 million. There is no doubt that the world is in the grip of a diabetes epidemic, with the number of people suffering from the condition predicted to increase to almost 600 million by 2035, unless mankind changes its lifestyle and the way it eats. It's not just Western society suffering. In countries such as China and India, almost 10% of adults have diabetes. In the UK alone, there are more than 3 million people living with diabetes. The simple truth is that bad sugar is the main cause of obesity and diabetes.